I went and looked at a couple of things here because the Dow is one session away from being at 30,000. And Peter Marici, former chief economist of the U.S. International Trade Commission, said way back in 2017, October 17, 2017, Peter Marici said the Dow would hit 30,000 before the end of Donald Trump's first term. He was laughed at. That was the day that the Dow had reached 23,000. A lot of grief given Peter Marici then. And now we're at the cusp of 30,000 for the Dow. An increase of value of something on the order of $12 trillion since the beginning of Trump's term here. And so you go back to the predictions of 30,000 and say, well, that wasn't possible. But there was a book written a few years ago, Dow 36,000. We're on our way there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closing at 29,030. The S&P closing at 3,289. And the NASDAQ, which broke 9,000 for the first time just last week, closing at 9,258. Session highs on Wednesday, the Dow was up 187 points. So 30,000 is not only within reach, it's going to happen. And it could happen before the signing of USMCA next week, or it could happen on that day. But how long can this go? And I've got a question for that, because there are those that believe that this is unsustainable. One of those is investor Jim Rogers, well known. And he says that the Fed has increased its balance sheet over 500% in the past decade. The Bank of Japan printing money to buy bonds and stock ETFs. And the European Central Bank is mired in insane negative interest. He said that madness will continue as long as it's necessary. He says this is insanity, not how sound economic systems are supposed to work. In 2008, Roger notes that we had problems because of too much debt. However, since then, the debt has skyrocketed everywhere. It's going higher. We're going to have a horrible time when this all comes to an end. Eventually, the market, he says, is going to say, we don't want this, we don't want to play this game anymore, and we don't want your garbage paper anymore, that being the money. But in the meantime, things are going great guns, and I go back to what Peter Marici said. This is October the 17th, 2017. I want to roll that soundbite from Peter Marici. October 17th, 2017. Go.
If we do get a tax cut plan somewhat similar to what the president is proposing, and Rand Paul says he'll vote for it, if we get that, where does the Dow go? Peter, you first, real fast.
30K by the end of Donald Trump's first term.
Sorry, say that again. 30K by when?
The end, perhaps the election, but certainly by the end of Donald Trump's first term. My feeling is that over the next 3 years, we will get to 30K. Doing 10% a year would not be that big a deal now.
Wow, that's a revolution in stock market investing.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yes. It's basically going from price earnings 25 to price earnings 35. I think that's very doable in an era when you create companies like Google on $23 million worth of startup capital.
Okay,
that's all it took to start that
election
company.
It's 3 years away. Peter Kernan.
That's possible.
There you go. Peter Marici. Well done. Been on this program many times, Peter. I think it's time for an invitation to have him back here to discuss his prediction that has come to pass or will momentarily. Could possibly pass today. We'll see. It could take a couple of days. But 30,000 is going to happen. And the Dow is going to close at 30,000 plus and then 32,000. Could be 32,000 by the time we get to November 3rd, 2020. The question is, how good can it get and how long can it stay that way? You know, the naysayers say someday it goes away. Is that true? I mean, at the bottom of the market back in 2008-09, what did it get down to? 7,000? Somewhere in that neighborhood, 6,700? I have to go back and look now to remember the depths of the economic problem we had in that recession. But since that time, if you were invested on day one of that recession, of the comeback, if you had invested $1,000, where would you be today? That's my question. As the markets continue to thrive, and it's all an indication, you have to keep in mind, what's going on in Wall Street is not a predictor of what's happening today. It's a predictor of what's happening 6, 8, 10 months from now. So what the market is telling you is it is confident today that there will be no recession in 2020. 2021 already shaping up to look pretty decent, probably. But no recession in 2020. That's what the market is telling you and I and everybody else, that we are in good shape. And with these new trade deals, and you go back to Peter Ricci's comments, that was, the comment was made before the president signed the tax cuts in December of 2017. Those comments were made in October of 17. And so then you look forward to the deals made with China signed yesterday, the deals made with USMCA being signed next week, the deal with Japan that should be executed and signed any day somewhere here in the mix, the Japan deal. So our four biggest trading partners, being Canada, Mexico, China, Japan, all make new trade deals with President Donald Trump, moving us forward in the economy. More jobs, more wages, more opportunity, more of the American dream for everyone. It's there in front of everyone. And despite his personality and despite the impeachment and despite Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, all of these clowns, they're not slowing him down. And I ask you, honest question, is there another politician that could have withstood that kind of barrage of negative attack 24 hours a day, day after day, and perform this well? Consider that. Quick break here on hour number two. It's Thursday, the 16th of January. We'll be right back.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.